This year has been dedicated in honor of David and Sandra Lehrer and their beautiful family. Yehi ratzon sheyizku l'toira ulhatzlacha v'nachas l'oirach yomim mishanim tovim v'noyim. The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chulin Davov. We're going to continue our discussion of the Gedorim of Mumer. In the previous shiur, we discussed the Gedorim of the Maiseh Shechita, being Shechuta, Goy, Mumer, Mumer Lahachis, Mumer Lachol HaTorah Kulo. Mumer Lahachis, we say, is Machlok Shushoinim, Mumer Lahachis of Nevelis. There's the mumar, which is a mumar l'chol ha-tarei kula. A mumar l'chol ha-tarei kula is either somebody who throws off total mitzvah observance, or somebody the Gemara says is an ovid avodah zarah shokol l'chol ha-tarei kula, or rachman l'tzon ha-mechal shabbos b'farhesya. The Gemara, by the way, in Erev defines a mechal shabbos b'farhesya as somebody who's willing to be mechal shabbos b'farhesya without having any sense of inhibition, even if he would meet up with a talmud chacham. That means if you have somebody who's a not religious Jew, who understands that if a rabbi with a white beard is walking down the street, he'll shemzach, he'll feel a feeling of rabbi, you know, he'll put out the cigarette he's holding, that means that Be'etzim he does recognize Shabbos observance. It's not that he's minuter, a goy won't have a problem smoking a cigarette in front of a rabbi. The pshat is because a goy has no shach to shmir Shabbos. A yid will, if he still has a feeling of shame, then that says that he's still related to mitzvah observance. He's a mumar l'teyovin. He's not a mumar. He's not a mechal shas fes. Mechal shas fes is somebody who sees himself outside the pale of any shaykhis to shmir Shabbos. Why shmir Shabbos? Rashi says by us in the sugi is kilu. He's made that the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't create the world. All mitzvah observance, if it doesn't come on the basis of Hakadosh Baruch Hu creating the world, running it, and being the boss of it, has no mashmos. So Mechal Shabbos b'farhesya, where he's made b'farhesya, that there is no Shabbos observance, Rachman Tzon, he has a din of a mumar l'chol ha-tarei kula. There's a chiddush over here of the Tevu Ashor that I'd like to chalila not question. Tevu Ashor is from the G'dayli HaPoiskim, v'chol dvar v'nemru b'ruach ha-kodesh, but l'hagdol teru, just to bring up a point, maybe a slightly different way of looking at it than the Tevu Ashor, and that will give us a little bit more insight Bechalal into some of the discrepancies that we find in the halachos of mumar. The Tevu Ashor says that how does somebody become a mumar l'chol ha-tarei kula? Again, if he's mechal shabbos v'farhesya, if he's ovid avodah zarah, that's a mumar l'chol ha-tarei kula. But a mumar, the pshat is that he's over kol ha-tarei kula. What does it mean? He had to be over. You had to see him being over on every single one of the shasal, lavin and the ramach essen. What does it mean that he's a mumar l'chol ha-tarei kula? So the Tevu Ashor gives a halachic criteria. It says either you see him being over roived in a Torah, or you see him being over on gimel averos shoinos. And he compares this from the concept, let's say, how does a person become, behemoth, become established as a mu'ed, is a concept of shortam shomu'ed. A shor is considered not becheskas, that he's going to be wild and cause damage, until he causes damage three times. And the halacha is that if he causes death three times, a shor gores another shor. So then he becomes a mu'ed only l'negichas shor. As far as horses is concerned, we never saw him gore a horse. We look at that still as a tam. If he's negech, the Gemara says three different behemoths. One time a keves, one time a chamor, and one time a sus. The halacha is he becomes a mu'ed l'chol ha-behemoths. Why? Because three times creates a status quo. And the status quo over here is obviously not limited to one type of animal. So we look at him as a status quo on all animals. He becomes a status quo shor ha-mu'ed to pay nezek sholem on all behemoths. Says the Heligit Tevu Ashor that if he did three averes, not sure, we saw him three times, Rachman son eating treifis, we saw him three times, lighting up on Yom Tov, we saw him three times, wearing shaktas. We saw him three different averes. That gives him a status quo that he's willing to be over b'shat nefesh, b'chol ha-tarei kula. If that's true, then he becomes a mumar l'chol ha-tarei kula. I'd like to just bring up theoretically, again, not to argue in the Tevu Ashor, but just to bring up a point. Status quo is only when you can look at something and you can say, look, there are things in the world that are Tomei, there are things that are Torah, there are people that are alive, people that are dead. Everything has a status quo based on yesterday's Mitzius until proven otherwise. Once the otherwise becomes proven, that becomes the status quo. If a person is tohor, he has a cheskes tahara. If there's a suffix, they became tummy, he has a cheskes tahara. If thereafter he becomes tummy, he has a cheskes tumah until you know that he was tovel in a mikvah. Is it shaykh for a yid to have a status quo of being, of acting like a goy? Somehow it seems to me like this idea of establishing a status quo on a yid who retains Kedushas Yisrael, that he has a status quo that he will be over. Status quo on a yid who has, whose Mizer Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, Yisrael Shechot Av Yishechoto, is the whole idea of him being over, B'chol HaTukul is an aberration. Aberrations aren't prophetic. You can't say that he will be over an Averu because right now he did an aberration. The point is normally three times creates us not an aberration. Zeha Metziut Shelo. This is his reality. But that's only where it's a reality that fits. A behemoth could be a Shoshan Ogak, could be a Tam, could be a Mood. If it becomes a Mood, then that becomes his reality. The Yisrael becomes the reality, the status quo, the Pashtus becomes that he's over B'chol HaTerekulo. So how do we have a Mum B'chol HaTerekulo? If you see him involved in a process where he's being over on a steady basis, roiv dinei Torah, the other approach to the Tevuah Shor, then Lamaisa, even though he doesn't have a status quo, but Lamaisa, that's what he's doing. If he was over three times, so you see him being over B'chol HaTerekulo, no, what are you saying? You're extrapolating a status quo that he will be over B'chol HaTerekulo. Who says that makes him into a mumah? There's no status quo on one of Zera Kedoshim of the Avos and the Shvatim and the Shifteko that is going to be over B'chol HaTerekulo. That's an aberration. Yisrael, that's over an Averia, is B'mikra. The Maral says the reason why Tshuva works for Yisraelim more than for Goyim is because when a Yid does an Averia, it's always by accent. It's always an aberration. It's not him. So Mele, he could be Choyzer, he could get back to himself and get back to a state of being connected with his inner source. He can come back a Yid. So what would we have to make him into a mumah l'chol HaTerekulo, Rachman Olzom? We would have to have that he is living a life where he is on a steady basis over b'chol HaTerekulo. Okay, that's the Tevuah Shor, and that's maybe a mokum lefalpul agapanim b'divrei haTevuah Shor. Let's go further. We keep on saying that even a mumah l'chol HaTerekulo that has a din of a goy, by the way, bein la rajma, bein la toisvis. It's not because he's a mumer on shechita. That's a machlokes. But when he's a mumer l'chol HaTerekulo, Rachman Tzlan, he has a din of a goy. Even though he has a din of a goy, we keep on saying he has Kedushas Yisrael. Yisrael Ava B'shechot Yisrael Emeim. The shita of the goyinim, brought down in Evan Ezra, the tour in Evan Ezra, Simim Mem Dalid, is that a mumer l'chol Shabbos b'fahesi or Ava Yitzhar becomes a mumer l'chol HaTerekulo, Kedushav Enei Kedushin. Rachman Tzlan, somebody is a mechal Shabbos b'fahesi, his Kedushin is a mechadish a woman, it's not chal. Rav Moshe's whole tshuva, where the famous discussion, controversy that he had with Rav Henkin about civil marriages where non-affiliated Jews live together as husband and wife, whether they need a get, whether it has a shame of chuppah v'kiddushin, is only relevant if, well, the truth of the matter is that if you're talking about a tinnik shenishba never has a din of a mumah l'chal Shabbos b'fahesi. But if you're talking about somebody who's thrown off Torah observance, he lives with a woman like man and wife, according to the Goyinim, ain Kedushav Cholin. There's no discussion of Kedushim being Chal. The reason why they had a discussion on every non-religious Jew, Bein a Mumer or Bein a Tinik Shanishba, is only because we don't pask like Torah. We pask it that the Kedusha of Yisraelim, Legabe, Kedushin, Gerishin, and so on, we pask it, is the Sheet of the Ozeruah, the Trumas Hadesh, and the Ritva, all the Rishonim, not like the Goyinim, is that Kedushim, and they bring, the Rishonim bring the Pasuk the Pasuk that's always quoted in this context in Yecheskel. Klal Yisrael comes to Yecheskel, and over after Churban Bayis, they said, Rabbeinu Yecheskel, are we still Mechuyiv in Mitzvahs? The Rebbeinu Shem has thrown us out. Is a woman whose husband thrown her out still Mechuyiv in Mitzvahs? And the Novi Yecheskel answers them back, Hoye Loisia, Chai Hashem. If I have full jurisdiction, full control over you, if not b'chesed, not b'rachman, b'chem o'shvucho em loich aleichem, the Rebbeinu Shalom says that I retain my status as the mitzvah and as the melech and as the commander of Klal Yisrael. Doesn't make a difference how far a yid is strayed. Yisrael strayed. Afal pishachoto, Yisrael heim. And because of that, the Rishonim hold that inherently his status as a yid remains. A yid can never leave the fold. A yid can't leave the fold. We have to explain im kain, why legabe shchita he's considered a goy. Well, the marshal we quoted a few shirim ago by Stam. Legabe ksida Stam somebody is a mumish lechal shabbos and bala oivin avay nizora is certainly his ksivas tefillin mezuzah and sifrei Torah is possibly as din of a goy. I was saying there's din of a yid legabe gerish and kiddushin. So here we have to say a yisoid is dikachilik. Gerish and kiddushin is toluy in the bracha that we make, let's say, by a chasna, by a chupa. The bracha that Masada Kedushin makes is, Mekadesh Amo Yisrael Aydei Chupa V'Kedushin. Chupa, marital relations, Ishus, Yichus, child is after his parents, relates to Kedushas Haguf of Yisrael. The Kedushas Haguf inherent that a Jew who's born into this world has in him the inherent status of being a Yid, that's true even if he's thrown off the yoke of Torah mitzvahs. Even if Rachman son, if he's a Meshubit, he's renounced Yiddishkeit, he's converted to a different religion, he has Kedushas Yisrael of Yisrael. The Marocha of Ishus, Gerish of Kedushin, is totally in inherent Kedusha. Creating something like a piece of meat, a geshochten, a piece of meat, creating a din shchuta, creating a sefer Torah from a piece of leather and a piece of cloth is totally a mitzvah observance. There's two parts of being a yid. There's the kedushas haguf of being a yid, and there's the kedushas hamitzvahs. We'll explain to me, Yitzhak Hashem, where this comes from. Kedushas haguf is shayach to everybody, even if they've strayed. As far as they've gone, a Meshuman also has inherently Kedushas Haguf. Gerishim and Kedushin and Yoni Ishus at Shaykh to Kedushas Haguf. He's Mechuyvin Mila, Lamashul. Let's say a Meshumid, a person who's a Meshumid, and he has a Bris Mila as a Meshumid. Do we say that he needs Hatofes Dam Bris when he comes back and he does Tshuva? No. Because the Bris is totally in the Kedushas Haguf that he has. It's totally in the status of his body. His body is a Jewish body. He can do whatever he wants. He can run as far away from the Rebbein Shalom as he wants. His body has Kedushas Yisrael. Gerishim Kedushin has to do with the physical Kedusha of a Yid. He still has the Kedusha of being a Yid. Afal Bishachot Yisrael Amen. As far as mitzvah observance is concerned, if you throw it off, right now you're out of the fold. If that's the case, you can't create objects that have a halakhic status legabe mitzvahs. You can't create stam. You can't shecht. But that's all mitzvah observance. It has nothing to do with Kedushas Haguf Be'etzem. The Goyim evidently hold that Gerishim Kedushin Yishus is also Talui in mitzvahs. It's also a creation of a mitzvah status of being married, of being divorced. So they hold that that's also Poka from somebody who's out of mitzvah observance. We'll bring up another place where there's a Mokum Lodun, where there's something to Shaykh to Kedushas HaMitzvahs or Kedushas HaGuf. Taloch is one is allowed to lend Ribis, one is allowed to be malvav ribis to a goy. You're not allowed to be malvav ribis, the love of ribis to lend to a yid, not to a goy. The shachin yeridei kuf nun tes sif hey has a discussion about a mumar. What about lending a mumar beribis? Do we look at that as a being totally in personal kedusha status, in which case is a yid? Or do we look at that, that's totally a mitzvah observance. He's not ochinu b'mitzvahs. Really, you can lend him beribis. So that's some of what's totally in that. Agav, in the Shita of the Goinim itself, how far to take the Shita of the Goinim, there's also discrepancies of opinion. There's a big discussion. If we say, according to the Goinim, that somebody who's thrown off mitzvah observance can't be Mekadosh Isha, would we say also that if somebody, Rachman's son, has a brother, this was major shahs that were discussed in Poiskim, Rachman son, when somebody died, he left over his wife in Aguna. Why in Aguna? The husband's dead. If there were no children, she's Zekuka Liyibim. What happens if he had a brother? The one brother what became a communist or an atheist and ran off to another country. He refused to give a get. These were the tshuvas of 100 years ago. Today the problem's not such a problem. Get on a plane, you go. But even so, today could also be a problem. 100 years ago was certainly a problem. You had an Erlich Yid that fled Russia, and he had one brother, he died, left over a brother, in Russia, who was a diehard communist. The brother, Mishum Panavayvin, doesn't want to be Miyabim. Is she Skuka? Is she not Skuka? The Goyinim have as their opinion, the same way they say there's no Mareches Yishus, they say that Zika of a Yovam who's a Mishumin is not Zoykik. It's not Mechayim, her, Lesiyeshna Mesakutsu, she doesn't need Chalitza.
stances, by the way.
What we've said from the Shita Gaonim is that a mumer can't be Mekadosh, can't be Megarish. The Get Poshut, one of the classics from Gedolei Acharonim on Gittin, asks, so what is it, what happens if a fellow, Rachman's son, was Mishtamid? He became a Mishumid. He became a mumer. So he can't be Megarish his wife, so the wife should stay in Aguna. So the Marashdam says on that, the Lefi the Gaonim, it's more than that. The reality of issues doesn't exist. The reality of issues is also a mitzvah status. That does not exist, legabi amumar. So Marashdam says, according to the Gaonim, if he was went off the derech, if he became a meshumet, his issues is pakash, he's not an eishes ish anymore. That's a very big chiddush. The understanding of the Marashdam would seem to indicate that a mumar, somebody thrown off practical mitzvah observance, has no shaykhus of being a yid whatsoever. He's ois kedushas Yisrael of a yid. This would, let's say, lead us into a famous minig. It's not a chiv ikra din. Rachmanson, somebody who was mishtamid. And there were many stories over the centuries of yidin that went off the derech, meranos, they became Christians, they went off. They then saw the light, they were in the Sarah L'tshuva. The minig is for somebody who was mishtamid to be toivul me'ein, tfilas gerus, before coming back into the fold. He needs a proper gerus. If he has kedushas Yisrael, so memela mitzvah observance returns to him as soon as he makes the kabbalah to come back to klal Yisrael. The goinim, the way the Marashdam is saying, would seem to indicate that there's no kedushas Yisrael at all. The pashtus is that even the goinim hold that kedushas Yisrael exists in a mumer. They only hold that the practical creating an issues of gerush and kedushin is also a chalos issue. It's also totally mitzvah observance. Again, like we said, if you hold that the zika of the relationship itself is paka, the issues of a meshumen is paka, or is that she a brother of an erlich yid who's a meshumen cannot be zoykekes liibim also that his reality, his mitzvahs does not allow for a kesher issues between the yovam and between the yovam, the potential yovam, and the sister-in-law, the potential yovama. That would also seem to indicate that according to the Goinim, at least, there's no Kiddushas Yisrael. There's another din, which is also Pashtus. Only Midirabonon, there's a din Midirabonon that a Meshumen is not Yerush. Pashtus is Midirabonon, he has Kiddushas Yisrael. According to the Goinim, could be it's a Deraisa. If he doesn't have Kiddushas Yisrael, he's not his father's son, so to speak. If he's not his father's son, he's certainly not Yerush. So on, that's some of the discussion. The basic idea of Kiddushas Mitzvahs and Kiddushas Yisrael, I would give as a dogma. Many of the kashas that are asked, is a famous discussion about the Ovis HaKadoshim, the Shiftei Kol, before Maimon Har Sinai, where did they have a din of Bnei Noach, did they have a din of Yisrael? There's many discrepancies, many stirius. One way of reconciling a lot of the stirius is by postulating a middle policy. True that mitzvahs were only commanded in the present day form by Har Sinai. The Ribbono Shel Olam came down by Har Sinai and gave us the Tayag. Ramach, Asei, Shasa Lavin. The Kedushas Yisrael, inherent Kedushas Yisrael, not so much in practical mitzvah observance, but inherent Kedushas Yisrael belong to Klal Yisrael. The obviously already forged for themselves that mitzius of being a repository of Ashuras Hashchina. They weren't mitzvah in mitzvahs, but they had Kedushas Yisrael. This would explain the famous piece. The Maral has a discussion about why the Rashi says in Parshas Baloischos that when Klal Yisrael after Maimon Har Sinai learned Parshas Arayis, they were boichel mishpachosov because now they wouldn't be allowed to marry Kroivim. The Arayis, one is not allowed to marry a Korov. Frektivel, Talachoyro, if Ger Shnizgai Kikotun Shanoi Ladami, or Ger always loses his personal status as a relative of somebody else because he's Mamish as if he was reborn into Yiddishkeit right now. And the halach is that by Gerim, Midaraisa at least, a brother and a sister are allowed to marry each other. So why shouldn't that be true of the Yidden that went through Gerus by Har Sinai? You see clearly then the Pashas Mishpatim that they had a carbon Gerus. And the Teretz, the way the Maral says it, the way we understand the Maral's Teretz is that Gerush has got Kotan Shanel Adami is only when the personal status on Kedusha status has to be created the Yesh Me'ayin. So whether you're not who you were b'metzias before you went into the mikvah. Before you became a yid, you were a goy, you were a tomei. Now you're a kodesh, you're a member, you're zera kodesh, berech Hashem. Masha'enkin by the Ovois, and Memela by the Bonim, the one, the door that left Mitzrayim, they had kedushas haguf. The same way we're saying that Ishus, Yichus, is true even by a Meshuman. The problem that they have is only a mitzvah observance. That they had to be Mekabel. They needed a Geirus on mitzvah observance, similar to what we said about a Meshuman coming back. But to say that they didn't have Kedushas Yisrael, Kedushas Aguf of Yisrael, that they had. So remember, the halacha would be that there would be no Gershon's guy, Kotor Shanel, that was specifically Legabe, the door that was Megayer by Har Sinai. We'll bring another example of the same idea. Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Davayin Beis, and Beis says that a Meshumid, somebody who's over B'chol HaTorah Kula, is any Ben Bris. Over there, he's talking about Legabe Chayvus HaTzolah, as there it did to say. Again, today, halacha lamaisa, if you get a HaTzolah Kula, or you see somebody, a non-religious Jew, today everybody's B'cheskas Tinik Shanishba. We're talking about a real old-time Meshumid, a Mumma, somebody who's renounced the Jewish faith as an article of where he is in the world. I've stepped out of Yiddishkeit. He has halacha status, says he's left the fold, he's left Klal Yisrael. There's no Chayvus HaTzolah. The Beis Shmuel and Eben Ezer, Kuf Mem Aleph, says that Lav Dafka, that what Tosfos says becomes a halachic status. He says that that might only be an expression, that to call him any members. But the Magen Avraham, in Arachayim Kuf Beites, takes it seriously. He says that a mummer will not be able to be a shliach. Here's something in the Gei Choshen Mishpo. You're talking about business. Somebody has a business associate who's a mummer. Again, today it's not a Gei Halach Lamaisa because everybody's becheskas, Tinik Shanish. But if you had a real Meshumet, a real live Meshumet, somebody who's renounced Yiddishkeit as a personal belief system, and you'd want to do a business deal, he cannot be a shliach to make a valid Meisekinion on behalf of the Mishalech. The Halach is that he is Yisrael and a Goy, cannot be shluchim zelazer. Why? Because ma atem gam atem, the Gemara says in many places, ma atem bnei bris, av shluchacha bnei bris. So the same is true, Yisrael and Mumma is not bnei bris. As they pass in the Magen Avraham in Kuf Pei Tes. Says Rav Kiva Eiger in Gittin Daf Chov Gimel Amud Aleph, that a Mumma and a Goy nasim shluchim zelazer. There's a famous tshuva in the Masses Binyamin that explains that that's not that a Goy doesn't have the parasha of shlichus. A Goy and a Yisroel, because they're two different things, cannot represent each other. Representation is a matter of affiliation. If you're not affiliated with somebody, you're a totally different cut of cloth. You can't represent him. You can't be Kemoisoi. But two Goyim can be Kemoisoi. A lot of Nafkaminis and Choshe Mishpa on this. In Legabi business. Two Goyim can represent each other, says the Masim Yomim. They will be able to perform Zeh Lo Zeh with the Parashah Shlichus. Ayubazoi Zoktum Kivega, Mumer and a Goy. This is a Chiddush. This is a chiddush that to say that a mumer and a goy, to say that a mumer, if he has kedushas Yisrael, is the same as a goy, even though he doesn't have mitzvah observance. They hold the bnei bris. He holds the bnei bris is a function only of mitzvah observance. A mumer and a goy, the fact that the mumer has inherent kedushas Yisrael, like we said, and the goy does not, would not render them not cut from the same cloth. There is a Prima Godman that says a Gewaldig Chiddush that all the Achrayim reject. The Prima Godman, the Psich Kelelas, says that a Summa that's potter from mitzvahs also can be a Shliach together with a Goy, because he's potter from mitzvahs. If you hold, according to the Shins, one sheet in the world, we don't pass in that way, that a Summa is potter from mitzvahs, Rabbi Yosef, famous discussion about Rabbi Yosef's personal status, if you hold that a Summa is potter from mitzvahs, he and a Goy can represent each other. This the Achrayim reject. That of course a Summa is a Yid. He has a Ptur from mitzvahs. He's not Mufka from mitzvahs. A Mumar is not a Ptur from mitzvahs. He's removed himself from mitzvahs. And even that, Yesh Lod Nandar Reb Kiveg. Another example of the same idea is a Shach in Yeridei Kufnun Aleph Sivkot Vov. There's an Issa Lifnei Iver of tripping somebody up with a Dover. Also that's even by a Goy. The Gemara says in the second parak of Psochim that feeding a Goy meat that he's unaware is an Eivah Menachai is Osir, because the Goy is Mitzvah an Eivah Menachai. But there's another minor, more minor Isser, of Misayeya Bidei Oivrei Averu, where you're not actually tripping him up, that's not Mederaisa, it's Mederabon, Misayeya Lidei Oivrei Averu, facilitating somebody else being able to do an Averu. You're not actually tripping him up, but you're facilitating, you're giving him the means by which he can be Oivrei Averu, is only true for a Yid. A Yid has a responsibility for one of Bnei Brisai. What about a Mumar? So the Shach says in Yeridea that there is no Issa Misayel, the Oivri Avedu, Legabi Mumar. He holds that a Mumar is not Bnei, that's totally, in Mitzvah observance, Misayeya, you're Mechuyiv to look up for his Mitzvah observance, if he's Mufka for Mitzvah observance, you don't have that responsibility. The Dog of Mervova over there in Yeridea argues with the Shach, and he says, what do you mean, Yisrael Ava Mishachoto? Yisrael who? The way we're saying, the Pshat is the Shach is telling you that Misael de Ivri Averu has to do with mitzvah observance, has to do with Bnei Brith. That's true. Yisrael Ava Mishachot Yisraelim speaks to the inherent quality of Kedushas Yisrael. That's something else. But a woman has halachic status of not being a Ben Brith. So these are some of the halachas of a Meshumet, of a Mumar. We shouldn't have to paskin any of these halachas. All of Klal Yisrael should be zoichet to find their way. Tachas kanfei hashkina. Again, a lot of the halachas today are not neger. Most people that are not shomer Torah mitzvahs, even if they proclaim their allegiance to something else, but most of them are tenei kishanish, but they were brainwashed. This is what they were fed. It wasn't a conscious decision of theirs to leave mitzvah observance. The occasional meshum and mumah that you do have, you have to be careful with some of these gedarim lahalacha.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.